Blog Talk Radio.
Aaron Rumsey, and persona non grata, Daniel Hudson.
Stories are running a cycle in the news to where we almost become sick of them. Crimes and mysteries oftentimes end up never getting answered. Did the family get justice for their loved one? Was the accused even guilty? Welcome to the Aftermath, where we try to answer some of the mysteries we forgot about due to life smacking us in the face with more happenings. Forgotten story.
The disappearance of Natalie Holloway.
The backstory.
On May 30th, 2005, while on a senior trip in Aruba, 18-year-old Natalie Ann Holloway disappeared. Reportedly on the evening of May 29th, 2005, Holloway and a large group of students went to Carlos and Charlie's nightclub in Aruba. When Carlos and Charlie's was closing around 1 a.m., some of the group headed back to the Holiday Inn where they were staying, and others in the group gathered at various area bars. Holloway was last seen around 1:30 a.m., leaving the area in a silver Honda with three young males, Jordan Vandersloot, Deepak Kalpo, and Satish Kalpo. Holloway did not return to her hotel room, and her personal belongings remained in the room. On the morning of May 30, 2005, when the Mountain Brook group was scheduled to meet in the lobby of the hotel in preparation for their departure from Aruba, Holloway never joined them. The Mountain Brook Club returned to the United States. However, Holloway's whereabouts remain unknown. May 30th, 2005. After friends are unable to locate Holloway in the hotel, her passport and bags remain untouched in her room. A chaperone relays the news to Holloway's mother, Beth Holloway Twitty. That night, Twitty and her husband, Jug, Holloway's stepfather, and family friends arrive in Aruba on a rented jet. Their questioning takes them to the Holiday Inn, into Carlos and Charlie's, and eventually to the Vandersloot home in Nord. June 1st, 2005, the first search team is organized. With Holloway not officially missing yet, a group of approximately 100 tourists and various locals start combing the area. In the coming weeks, the search expands into include volunteers from a team from Texas, Aruban police, Dutch Marines, and three F-16 fighter planes from the Netherlands, though none are able to locate any sign of Holloway. June 9, 2005, Vandersloot and the Kalpo brothers are taken into custody. Under pressure from the Twitties and government officials, Deputy Police Chief Gerald Dumpig arrests the three young men who were last spotted with Holloway. The suspects now change their story, with Kalpo brothers claiming they had dropped her off with a friend and Holloway off at a beach near Holiday Inn, and Vandersloot insisting he had left her there to walk home. July 4, 2005, a judge orders the release of Kalpos. It's also announced that Vandersloot will be held for another 60 days. However, no reason is given for the judge's decision. July 17, 2005, hair strands raise hopes of a breakthrough. The strands are found stuck to it on Aruba's northeast coast and sent to the FBI crime lab at Quantico, Virginia. The results come back as not a match with Natalie. July 26, 2005, investigators begin draining a pond. When a tip is received from a gardener who claimed to have seen Vandersloot and the Kalpos digging next to the nearby Marriott Hotel, authorities start draining the pond across from the Marriott. They abandon the effort on July 30th. September 3rd, 2005, Vandersloot and his cohorts are set free. 1 week after Kalpos are rearrested, the brothers and Vandersloot are released from prison on the condition that they remain available to the police. The investigation continues. The lead officer tells a reporter the case of Natalie Holloway has not concluded with these releases. March 3rd, 2006. Vandersloot gives his side of the story to Fox News. With an interview to Fox News' Greta Van Susteren that airs over the course of three nights, Vandersloot recalls the details of the time with Holloway, from drinking with her at a bar to leaving her behind on the beach, addressing some of the unusual elements to his story, such as why his shoes went missing that night. December 14, 2006, Holloway's parents take legal action against the Calfo brothers. Twitty and Holloway's father, Dave Holloway, take aim at the other two primary suspects and file a wrongful death suit against the Calfo brothers in Los Angeles Superior Court. However, the location once again proves to be the undoing as the judge dismisses the suit over lack of jurisdiction on July 1, 2007. November 21, 2007, Vandersloot and the Calfo brothers are arrested yet again. Vandersloot is apprehended in the Netherlands where he goes to school, while the Calfos are being held in Aruba after the emergence of what is described as, quote, new incriminating evidence. However, the evidence fails to move the case forward, and all three suspects are released on December 7th yet again. February 3rd, 2008, Vandersloot says Holloway's body was dumped at sea. In a broadcast of a hidden camera set, February 3rd, 2008, Vandersloot says Holloway's body was dumped at sea. In a broadcast of a hidden footage set up by a Dutch reporter, Peter de Vries, Vandersloot tells an associate that Holloway had collapsed when they were on the beach together. Unable to revive her, he had a friend help dispose of her body from a boat. Made aware that his alleged confession was rejected, Vandersloot insists he was lying at the time. March 29, 2010, Vandersloot seeks financial arrangement. In an email to the Twitty's lawyer, John Q. Kelly, Vandersloot offers to reveal the location of Holloway's body in exchange for $25,000 up front and another $225,000 to come. Kelly agrees and relays the information to the FBI. May 30, 2010, Vandersloot kills a young woman in Peru. 5 years after the disappearance of Holloway, Vandersloot kills 21-year-old Stephanie Flores Ramirez in his hotel room in Lima, Peru. Her body is not immediately discovered. However, as her killer left instructions to the hotel staff that they were not allowed to enter his room. January 12, 2012. At the request of the Holloway's father and against wishes of the mother, Holloway is formally declared dead by an Alabama judge. Beth's position is that she has no proof or indication that Holloway is still alive, but absent of any proof that she is indeed dead. She will always want to hang on to that slight glimmer of hope, her lawyer says. January 13, 2012, Vandersloot is sentenced to 28 years in prison. 2 days after his guilty plea, Vandersloot is sentenced to 28 years behind bars in order to pay $75,000 to the victim's family. Holloway's family remains hopeful that Vandersloot will face additional punishment in the United States for extortion charges. However, they later learn that the convicted murderer will not be extradited to the United States for another quarter century. Special news, or special thanks to Fox News, CNN, Biography.com. Will the case of Natalie Holloway's disappearance ever truly be solved, or will it continue to be a mystery? For the Aftermath, I'm Daniel Hudson. See you soon.